Okay, you're listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR 855 AM. And we're really happy to be joined by a special guest. We have Violet Coco, who is part of both Extinction Rebellion and Blockade Australia and is currently currently based in Sydney. Probably many of our listeners would be familiar with Violet from last year, because Violet was imprisoned as a result of her involvement in climate activism, including being part of a blockade. Now, she was initially kind of denied bail, and she currently has an appeal in March in New South Wales in regards to her case. But for the purpose of this program, we won't be discussing anything related to her case, due to kind of legal reasons. And I guess we want to sort of have Violet on to the program to actually to kind of discuss the kind of importance, I guess, of climate activism and also the nature, I guess, of the climate crisis that we're in. So good morning, Violet.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Now, I guess, so Violet, this is like our kind of first kind of program in 2023, because we've been on break for the past, and I guess, We're in a new year, and it's kind of very unfortunate, but basically the climate crisis very much shows no sign of letting up. In fact, I expect things are probably going to get worse. You know, we've already experienced a lot of things last year, and I think there's, you know, in terms of the kind of climate crisis, I think there's going to be kind of more events kind of happening. And, I guess, you know, I want to kind of hear, I guess, some of your kind of comments. I mean, based on your kind of involvement in climate activists, you know, why do you think that we need kind of radical action to resist this crisis? And I guess, why are our governments consistently failing to address the question?
I mean, as you say, we are probably looking at another year of further climate breakdown. We're supposed to be moving into an El Nino this year, so we've been in a La Nina, which is the wet season. Normally there's a break year between those two, but from climate breakdown, our climate is becoming more erratic, we're seeing more extremes. And so, we're looking at moving into El Nino, which is the fire season, hot. And By the way, it wasn't Blockade Australia that my action was for. It was what we call Fireproof Australia, which is a movement reaching out to get support for firefighters to make sure that they have the tools that they need to protect us, because currently they don't. They're calling out for all these tools. We used to share our sovereign aerial firefighting fleet with the Northern Hemisphere, but because these fire seasons are extending in the north and the south, we can't actually get those planes from the north anymore. And so it's important that we have our own tools and that our firefighters are supported, and especially with the El Nino coming up. And so, why aren't we getting action on climate, you ask? Well, I believe that, you know, our current system of government is failing us. There's people trying to do good things, for sure, but we've known about the climate and ecological emergency for decades, and they've known how bad it is for decades. My mum turned to me the other day, she's just sort of catching up with all of this, and she said, COP27, does that mean that they've known for 27 years that this is a big enough issue that they need an international gathering? And I said, yes, Mum. This is why we are pushed into doing these protests and trying to draw attention to this climate and ecological emergency, because we are being failed so immensely. And so you have movements like Extinction Rebellion, which is the first movement that I got involved with when, you know, trying to make this change. And that's because they really address this fundamental problem in our democracy, that is happening, that's stopping the shift. And they do that with their third demand, which is to they're demanding to install a citizens' assembly, which is it's kind of works like jury duty, and it's moving away from this party system where, you know, these two parties are trying to fight over each other to get re-elected. It becomes about more than the issue, whereas with citizens' assemblies, it's like a jury duty. People come in, they set a task to solve the problem together, and they're facilitated through learning the science about a particular issue, and then they break out and they talk about it and they come back together. It's a really beautiful format. We've held 12 of them in Australia so far. They've been used around the world in really highly contentious issues. And people always come out with this really out-of-the-box, fantastic thinking from this format. A lot of corporations use it, I don't know. And so this sort of format. And so, is that answering your question from there? Do you want to?
Oh yeah, no. I think you've given a good answer. And I guess one thing I'm interested in sort of hearing you from you, I guess, is, I mean, what are some of the influences, I guess, some of the things that I guess are driving some of your client activism, especially, and even maybe commenting a bit on, because probably in terms of the introduction to you, I didn't get to mention, I sort of wasn't briefed enough on your involvement in Fireproof Australia, and I guess maybe some of your influences, but then also talking about some of the climate activism that will be planned in 2023 from some of the groups that you might be involved in, such as Extinction Rebellion and Blockade Australia and Fireproof Australia.
Yeah. So it depends on where you are around the country. Obviously, the climate movement is quite decentralized. And honestly, the best thing that you can do if you want to get involved with the climate movement is to engage in a local group, organize locally. There'll be people locally organizing, or if there's not, then starting up a local group and beginning to make your community connections. So for me, the only reason that I can engage in activism in the way that I do is because I have a team of people. It's not just me. I'm supported. I'm one limb of a community that does what we do together. And so, to be involved moving forward this year, you really want to be connecting with that local community. And it can be very difficult, obviously, working with people, working with volunteers. Like, I'm not downplaying that at all. But this is how we gain momentum together, is that it starts with your local roots. And then, if you're talking about what's important around the country, I think, in Canberra, there's February 7, that's where there's going to be some sitting week action to engage the pollies. For any more sort of more specific dates on different movements, the best thing you can do is sort of engage locally and then find out through those networks.
Okay. And Violet, I guess, do you have any kind of final comments, I guess, you'd like to make? And I guess any sort of expiring words that you kind of want to pass on to listeners in terms of, fighting for, against, resisting the climate crisis in 2023?
Yeah, so, it's so important that we have courage right now. What we're dealing with is the collapse of our livable planet. We really have to face that within ourselves and ask, what is the appropriate response when it comes to facing that climate and ecological emergency? What does it mean to us to avert that? And I personally have engaged in a lot of research in terms of how to create fast social change, because that's what we've got to do. We've got to change society. And so a really, really important part of that story is activism, is protest. It's one of the most powerful ways of shaping world politics. Many world leaders feel trapped. I've had politicians come up to me and thank me for what I was doing, and they say, we need you to be a little bit louder so we can push things through. These are the people that are, of course, really trying in a broken system. And so, what we do is so important, and I think, my outcry to you, to the people listening, it would just be to think about what the appropriate response is. We know that nonviolence is super important strategically, to be effective, and also, nonviolent protest. So, I think, courage and connection with community and thinking about what the appropriate response is in the face of such a huge issue.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Violet. And I guess, Free CR and Green Left would also like to extend all the solidarity towards you, especially in terms, of your case. And of course, we'll be also following, developments on it as it comes along in the media and from reports from activists on the ground. So yeah, thanks again, Violet, for being on our program. And yeah, I definitely want to kind of echo the message that, you know, in the face of climate catastrophe, I think it's going to be very important that we need more and more people involved in climate activism. We need more people resisting the kind of injustice of our system. The fact that the government is continuously to push, you know, coal mines, burn fossil fuels. We need to be kind of opposing kind of all that. And and all the solidarity to you, Violet.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for what you're doing to draw attention to it as well. It's really, really important.
Yeah. All right. Thanks again, Violet. Okay. Bye. All right, we're just speaking to Violet Coco, a climate activist based in Sydney, and also many would know was imprisoned as a result of her client movement in involvement in client activism. She currently has an appeal in March in New South Wales in regards to her case, and we'll be following the kind of developments of that, but obviously we won't be we can't discuss any kind of particularities of that case at this point. I'll just go play a quick announcement, and we might just go end the program with just a bit of a reflection on probably how we've been over the holidays. You're listening to Green Left Radio on Free CR.